The Romans, like the Phoenicians before them, also mined copper from the rich deposits at Rio Tinto in Spain. But they recycled, too. They melted down bronze statues from conquered peoples to make weapons. Copper has always been a prime target for recyclers. Compared with sewage, it's scarce and valuable. In the yard at the Arubis copper smelter in Lünen in the Ruhr region of western Germany, a large bust of Lenin stands in a flowerbed, a souvenir of the many bronze Lenins melted here from towns around communist East Germany after East and West were reunited in 1990. Arubis, Europe's largest copper producer, is also the world's largest copper recycler. When the Lünen plant was built in 1916, at the height of World War I, copper for artillery shells was in short supply, and Germans were pulling bronze bells out of church towers. "Since that day, this plant has exclusively done recycling," said Detlev Leser, the deputy plant manager. Copper, unlike plastic, say, can be recycled indefinitely without loss of quality. It's a perfect circular material. The Lünen plant still processes bulk copper, mostly pipes and cables, but it has had to adapt to waste with much lower concentrations. As Europe has replaced landfills with municipal incinerators, a lot of slag is showing up containing bits of metal, because someone threw their cell phone in the trash instead of the recycling bin, Leser said. With Henrik Roth, the plant's environmental manager, I watched an excavator drop bucket loads of electronic debris, including laptops, onto a sloping conveyor that carried it toward a shredder, the first of more than a dozen steps in the bewildering and deafening sorting process. At one station, a conveyor raced by, carrying hand-sized shards of circuit boards. Some fell into an abyss. Others leapt, as if by their own volition, onto a belt above. A camera system, Roth explained, was deciding whether each shard contained metal, and if not, activating an air jet under it at just the right instant.